How many years do the pandits live at the Brahmastan after finishing their education?
What Marcy had wanted and we're trying to work towards is that we train a generation of Brahmachari pandits who live at the Brahmastan. That's always been the goal. We have not accomplished it. Right now in India, there's incredible pressure on the pandits to get married. I think everybody knows that there's no social security or old age pension, nothing like that in India. So their social security or old age pension is having a lot of children. And then the children have children, and the families take care of the grandparents, and that's how people take care of. So what happens now is that as the pundits get older, they become under incredible pressure to get married. And I would say now India is like marriage mad. This actually, until the end of June, is marriage season. And it's unlike, again, anything that I've ever seen in the West, because a typical wedding will take 15 days. And so the pundits, you know, they come and they say, you know, we have to go home. My cousin, you know, whatever, my cousin Rajpal is getting married. And you say, well, what cousin is he? He's my third cousin. Everybody's going to be there. It's so exciting. It's so important. No one has to miss it. And they do, then the pundits run home, especially this month. It's very hard to keep attendance high in the Brahmastan, June. Of course, it's also extremely hot now. But the main thing is marriage season. And it's like, it's just amazing the money that people spend on weddings and the, you know, even in the villages. I'm not, of course, Delhi, you know, people, you know, it's just insane, I would say. You know, the kind of, you know, lacks crores of money, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of euros. I mean, are spent or more dollars, million. I mean, just crazy. But even in the villages, it's like that. It's a very important sign. Now, out of that has created this, you know, this pressure for the young pundits to get married. So we're always doing this dance between trying to keep the pundits as long as possible, and also because they're trained as pundits and they're. There's no pundits in India, anything like Maharshi pundits. After they're trained and they get married, what happens is that the families want them close by because they have children. And then what happens is they're able to get really usually excellent jobs at the local temples because everyone wants Maharshi Vedic pundits. So there's this continual churning, you know. There's a celebration that's held at the Brahmastan of India. It's usually about, I think it's October, when the young pundit boys come. You know, some of you may have seen in movies, or if any of you saw the movie of the beautiful presentation of Ramayana, including the most recent was done by Ram Sagar's grandson. And there's a scene when Ram and Lakshman and his two other brothers go to Vasishtha's ashram, and you see them having that ceremony of where they're made into young students or young pundits, where they have the string ceremony. It's quite incredible. It's incredibly moving. The pundits are actually initiated. They receive a special mantra at that time. There's a special yajna that's done for them at the Brahmastan. It's actually a fire. It's a havan yajna, and the pundits will be gathered. The young pundit boys will be gathered around the fire pit, and they're doing this yajna. And they're being led by the older acharyas. And outside, usually be like 200 or 300 pundits at a time. And outside, you're all the parents. So we go in to watch this. It's incredibly moving. And we go inside. Sometimes the smoke gets quite intense from 40 or 50 different oven pits. And some of us have to leave. But you go inside. And the ceremony goes on, and they're initiated, and there's some beautiful recitations that are done. It's very powerful. It's a very timeless feeling. And through all the windows and all the four sides of this giant hall, you see their mothers and fathers and grandmother and grandfathers and brothers and sisters peering through the windows trying to get a glimpse of what's going on. And then at the end, what happens is, because now they're actually formally in that mode, and they recite, there's a thing, they go, Mata Diksha Dehin, Mother, give me Biksha, give me like food. And the mothers come in, and in their saris, they have all these tons of food, or some are carrying these enormous baskets of foods and, you know, like fruit and candies and everything, and they walk around, and just like a mother cow finding their baby calf, I don't know how, within a second, zoom, they go to their pundit boy, the whole family gathers around and they start to feed them. And it's just the most amazing, timeless thing to watch. It's just sweetness. But the idea would be that the pundits then stay, and then at least some part of them would devote their whole lives towards being Purusha and being a pundit. In this day and age, it's very hard to keep them doing that because of the parental pressure. So we have to find a way. I was just on the phone with Girish just about 10 minutes before this call. We were just reviewing all the plans of the Brahmastan and what building we're doing. And we were talking about this point. I don't know quite what to do. We're working on how we can create a Purusha program at the Brahmastan and be able to do it. Because otherwise what happens is that usually when the pundits get into their 20s and 30s, then they'll generally leave. And so we have to bring in always more pundits. So that's the explanation of what I see going on there.